fast and fluid. Oh my goodness. Oh, nothing slow anymore. All right, we're ready. Everything's recording. 1, 2, 3. All right, there we go. All
right, bet. Welcome to the Hidden Minds Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Two guys, one mind. This is your co-host, Philly the Kid, Realest Rose, him.
See, this is your host.
Call me Kiddo, King, whatever you want to call me. I'm a man of many names. You fucked up that intro one.
Damn. What the fuck? What the hell I fuck up? Ah, shit. Cut. Fuck this shit. Cut. We get this bitch right. All right.
You said two guys, one mind.
One podcast. How does shit go? Say it again.
Oh, welcome to the Hidden Minds Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your host, whatever. We are two guys, two minds, one podcast.
All right, nigga. Heard it. Two guys, two minds, one podcast.
All
right, bet. 1, 2, 3.
There we go.
Damn, nigga, let me get this shit right. Hold up. I need a sweet. Alright, nigga. I'm gonna let you get your drink in. We good?
Yeah, we good.
Two guys.
Two minds.
Two minds.
One podcast. Alright.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Hidden Minds Podcast. This is your co-host, Realest Rose. Philly the Kid, this is your host.
I am Call Me Kiddo on every platform that you can find me. You know what I'm saying? Man of many names, King, whatever you want to call me.
Hell yeah. We are two guys, two minds, one podcast.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's get a hand clap for Rose.
Hell yeah. First try, niggas.
Keep it that first one.
This should be the first try, nigga.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Welcome back to the Hidden Minds Podcast, man. We have, you can listen to us everywhere on any social media that you can find a podcast on. Follow us on our social media, link in the description down below. And yes, the pod, bro.
How you feeling today,
bro? I'm feeling great, bro. Actually, I stayed up last night. I don't know if any of y'all play Tekken out there. I have been on Tekken since the game.
Yeah, dropped. Yo. For sure.
I've been on that game forever. And if y'all follow me on Twitter, call me Kiddo at Call Me Kiddo. I just ranked up to yellow rank. The end of yellow rank. I'm about to go on orange rank, which is, man, the journey getting to where I am in Tekken now is insane. But that is literally what I've all been playing. If you're wondering, if you're on my main channel and wondering where the videos are, I'm sorry, bro. I've been playing Tekken the entire time, bro. Add me on, you know, Xbox, yeah. And PS, PlayStation, and on Steam. I have everything. So, yeah, Nintendo Switch too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, man, I've just been on Tekken. I've just been playing Tekken the entire time.
I've been playing Fortnite. Oh, they new shit. Fortnite, Rocket League, all this shit right there.
Lego Fortnite. What did you think about Lego Fortnite, bro?
I don't know, man. That shit, I liked it. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was a little vibe. It's Minecraft. Like, yeah. Like it ain't no better way to put it. It's Minecraft. So it's like,
it's crazy.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like a better looking version of Minecraft. Just going through that. Then, you know, my girl, I play it with my girl and shit. We got our own little world.
Yep.
Cause she liked that bitch more than we like. I'd say we like that bitch about the same, but she really liked that shit.
Right.
So like we doing. So like that shit, it's fun. I ain't gonna lie. I enjoy this shit. I can't wait till Kyrie get older, be playing that shit with him.
Shout out to Kyrie, man. But yeah, I the one, bro. When I went initially hopped on Lego Fortnite, which you can see on my second channel, I initially played that game. That shit was crazy. Cause it was like Fortnite as a company, Epic Games, has really pushed the limit to that game.
They really did.
And now that game's for everybody. Like, there's no excuse.
They got a racing game.
They made a Rocket League racing.
Yeah, yeah.
They made the Lego Fortnite game. If you want Battle Royale.
Guitar Hero. literally, they put Guitar Hero on that bitch.
Literally. And if you like Battle Royales, of course you can still play the original Fortnite Battle Royale. But if you did like all the building to Fortnite, they made that Zero build. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's crazy how Epic Games
innovated
that game. That was bro. Shout out to Epic Games, bro. Can you sponsor the podcast?
Man, what? Please.
Please, bro. We're drinking out of label-less waters, bro, because there's no free promo on this podcast.
No free promo.
Shout out to me. Close the brand coming soon.
Man, wait, shout out my merch, too.
Close the brand coming soon. But, yeah, bro. What do we have planned for the podcast today? I had him pioneer this one.
Shit. Let's go to the notes. But I know one thing we can start with, because I know we missed it last podcast, I want to say. Let's knock out
artists. Shout out to the support. Shout out to the support of the podcast, because I did not know that we would have this many listeners / watchers this early on into the career.
I appreciate y'all, for real.
All of you going into the podcast. And we actually have a question today after we get into the podcast.
First question.
Yes, sir. And if you want us to answer your questions, it can be any question, like what is your favorite game, favorite color, or relationship advice, which was today's question, and anything. If you want to give us your questions. It's not Hidden Minds Podcast. It's Hidden
Minds up now.
Pod.
Fucking up now, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Hidden Minds Pod @gmail.com. That's where you can send all of your questions into the podcast. We'll answer them.
Yeah, yeah.
Properly. We'll have a whole segment
dedicated
to your questions. And also follow us everywhere. And it's the first time.
All right, let's knock out the artists to look out for in 2024.
Yeah, and we this missed time, that segment last podcast. We're sorry.
So, do you want to do two more for each of us?
I'm doing one.
So I'm doing one. I ain't got that video.
For the artists that I'm looking for 2024, besides myself,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Artists I'm looking for is Sad Boy Oxy, actually. Sad Boy Oxy. I think once he finds his mode and gets out of the situation he's in,
the situationship,
then I feel like he can make a strong project that can really open everybody's eyes. So, Sad Boy Oxy.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out that boy, Sad Boy Oxy. Yeah. He gonna be on the pod soon.
Yeah, bro.
So, I would say Akeem Ali, also known as Kimi Casanova. Go check him out. I've been listening to him literally since his first project. That boy tough, man. Ain't too many like him. Let's see. I say Hot Headed Youngin. I recommended one of his songs. I say y'all go check him out. He got two songs I mess with.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't heard too many of the other ones, but I really mess with the two songs. So I'm going to, go check out one of his projects as soon as he drops.
I'll throw in another artist. My another artist to look for is Akin Toye. He is an artist I found on TikTok. TikTok is a wave, bro. If you want to get anywhere, just go on TikTok.
For everything, not even just music.
That's probably where you found the podcast. But he is an artist that I found on TikTok, and he's been doing like shows here and there, and I've really fucked with his shows. But he is a... He has a song. Well, I'll save that for song of the day.
Yeah, all right, bet.
But yes, Akin Toye.
And of course, just shout out all up and coming artists.
Yeah, shout out to all of us, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody that's trying to make it, be patient. You're gonna steadily improve. You might make major jumps. Everybody.
Shout out to everybody, bro.
Alright. So something we didn't fully dive into, I feel like, because we got carried away, I want to dive into the state of rap. How you feel about that with like your viewpoints? I know we had the perfect segue last time,
right? I hated that, but no. So the state of rap, it's not dying, right? Like everyone says it is. We are just before, we're right here at the next revolution of music. It happens every time we think that rap is going to die, and then something comes in, and it, we fall in love with it all over. Right? We've seen glimpses of it. Lil Yachty did a psychedelic rock album. I think psychedelic rap is going to be a thing within the next coming years. I think with all the new artists that are now coming in, there's going to be 2, 3, 4 that comes in that revolutionize the sound, and then everybody else is just going to follow them. I think we're just before that point where we are, okay, this is music now. Because, of course, we have our Drakes, we have our J. Cole's, we have our Kendrick's. But now, of course, we have Cole hinting at his last project. He doesn't even know. He don't even know if that's his last project.
Yep.
We have Drake, who's just going to
be here till the wheels.
Yeah, he's going to be here till he's till
wheels
fall off.
If Drake retire, I think that shit will put everybody in shambles.
And then, but no, if Drake retires, that is such a good thing for the rap scene. And I'll go back, I'll go dive into this because this is a starter podcast now. It's good for the rap scene because there's no Drake anymore. Now we need a new Drake.
Hey, it's good, but I'm saying like it's going to be weird. Because it's like,
it's going to be weird. It's like, gonna be
like,
hella
like,
weird.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you end that career? Because your whole career, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but your whole career is based off of hits. You're like, you're not someone who can just miss and it not be, you know what I mean, seen. You miss, it's an issue. Yeah, statistically.
Statistically, Drake has a hit on every album he has ever dropped in his career.
Multiple hits on every.
And there,
to reference this nigga, he used to, look, he dropped a song. In the song, he says, "I'm one away from Michael, nigga, beat it." This nigga is no longer one away from Michael. This nigga tied with Michael. That's what I'm saying.
It's with that song, he tied with Michael Jackson. No, that's
like
crazy.
Like, it's like, honestly, when Michael Jackson died, the world needed a new Michael Jackson. That's really what, that's really Drake the is. Spot. That's really the spot Drake filling in. Yep. Like, that's what a lot of people don't talk about. They'd be like, who's gonna be the next Drake? Drake was really the next Michael. That's the technical truth. It's always going to be who's going to be the next Michael.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, I feel like there's just going to be three or four people that are going to come in and revolutionize the game.
Yeah.
We're already seeing inklings of it in JID. We're seeing inklings of it in JID. We're definitely seeing it in Lil Yachty. We're seeing it in ourselves.
Yeah.
Because once we drop our projects, yes, sir. But we're seeing it everywhere. So I think we're right before the next boom of the next sound of rap. Because if everybody thinks about it, the oldest genre, I believe, is country and or rock. I think they're
it's both. One of them.
It's one of them. And they're still rap. I mean, they're still country artists to this day. And that sound is still expanding. We literally just got trap country.
Country's the biggest sound in music right now.
Yeah,
actually, like statistically speaking, because of course, you know, everybody be like, "Well, I don't listen to country." Well, shit, somebody do.
Somebody
like
do.
A lot of y'all do. Cause shit,
a lot of the majority do.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we're just right before the next boom of the sound. It's not dying because, you know, we had that same conversation in 2016 with the whole wave with Lil Yachty, 21 Mumble Savage, rap. Mumble Rap. And then we had that entire wave even with J. Cole coming into the game. They thought he was boring, and he had no substance. No time. And then even the Young Thug wave, that wave, when that came in, like, there's so many times this conversation has been brought up that rap just isn't dying. It's just not dying. And I personally think myself, as long as the world is still intact and we still have order, nothing is going to die.
I feel like music. Yeah. I feel like rap, as the genre it is, I feel like it can never die because it expands too much. Yeah. Like it's the most versatile
genre that you can get in music.
And like that's what I'm, like it's like the Big Bang. Like real shit, right? This shit started and it constantly expands. You had rapping, you had freestyling, you got storytelling rap. Because even if you want to say back in the day, like back in the 90s and shit, it was still rap for bars, rap for storytelling, rap for like just to get poetry, like you had poetry, which counts as poetry, but poetry is still rapping. Right. So it's like, or you can rap in poetry. You don't even have to rap in poetry. Exactly. But it's like it still was expanded. It was never just one thing. It was multiple things based off of your interpretation of it. And then, of course, it kept expanding. And now we're here. And like you just said, it's not dead despite what people think. It's changing. Mm-hmm. It's going through a phase where, well, what's the new thing? Where are we going now? Right. Everybody can do melodic. Everybody know how to do melodic. You know, the auto-tune, everybody talks about this and that. But where are we going now? Who's going to usher us into, like, that new sound that's going to pop everything off again?
Yeah, bro. And we've already seen it. We've already seen even new sounds. Like I showed in the first podcast, something Ether by Lil Yachty. That's a new sound that we really haven't seen before. A lot of people don't give him credit. Yeet, who sounds like Yeet?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's
and my thing is too, just about stuff like that. Like him or not like him, he famous for a reason.
Exactly, bro.
That's
another thing, bro. Y'all think rap is dying because all you do is listen to Lil Durk's. You listen to your Lil Durk's. You listen to your whatever. And you have that constantly on repeat, and you think that's the only thing in rap. You're like,
damn, all these niggas sound the same. No, you just listening to niggas that sound the same.
And it's crazy because all the people that they don't like or listen to, they have nothing about. Like, y'all don't know NF.
Right? Hell yeah.
Some of y'all don't even know JID.
And NF hard as hell. Hobson hard as hell.
Hobson, Cordae. There's so many people out there that has different sounds than just trap. Then, like, that y'all haven't even listened to or y'all just don't like. And that's why y'all think rap is dying, because y'all listen to one thing.
And I wouldn't even just say, and like, of course, when we say y'all, we're not talking about just like, oh, that's what y'all do. I feel like labels have such a hard focus on trap.
Of course.
And it's like, and of course, this would be a perfect segue, but I don't think we're going to get there yet because I don't think we're done talking about this.
No.
But into the topic about which I also brought up in the last podcast with how black people sell trauma.
Yep.
And how I still think Vince Staples said it best, like in a raw format, but he didn't really like dive into what that is, but we're not going to cover that yet.
Yeah. So I just think the state of rap right now is... It's in a stalemate set to where it's just we don't know what is going to happen, but that's exactly why we need to just wait and just find out what happens. Just let people create music. That's why art will never die. Music is a version of art. Art will never die in itself, so music will never die. And as long as people keep creating, it can never die. So the state of rap is just it's constantly changing. Y'all just don't know where it's changing.
Yeah, it's never been stagnant.
It's never been stagnant.
Cause also what you like about Biggie, you didn't like about Tupac. Like, right. They were two different rappers. Fundamentally two different rappers.
Right.
Biggie was a lyricist. Not taking anything away from Pac. Pac was not a lyricist like that. He could rap. Don't get it twisted. But he wasn't, like, a lyricist. He was, like, for emotions, for feels. He could make you think something. He would be thought-provoking.
Right.
But he wasn't just, like, I could, he wasn't finna be in four different syllables, four different ways. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. He wasn't finna be doing double and triple entendres. Like, he wasn't flipping shit like that. Right. And it's like, he was doing his shit. Don't get it wrong. I still, like, if you ask who would I say was the king of rap, I still got them both up there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you wouldn't just say, you didn't like the same about them too. So rap was never the same because they were never the same. Same shit with Jay-Z. Jay-Z came out, everybody typically started copying Jay-Z style.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay-Z is the only Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's the one and only.
Like, it's like, you gotta, it's just shit like that, man. Rap is always gonna be rap. It's always gonna change. Y'all are gonna get used to it.
Exactly.
It's gonna be back at the top of the charts again.
Right, bro. That's just simple. Just simply put, rap is it's not gonna die. Just not gonna die. Simply because art can't die. It cannot. As long as a human being is on this earth, rap cannot die.
Yeah, yo.
It cannot.
100%. But like, so back to the topic though of like trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So black people, and I'm not even saying just black people, but it's a more common trend. Everybody knows the struggle. The fact that we can refer to it as the struggle.
Yeah.
And every black person is going to know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It shows black people innately sell trauma.
Yep.
And of course, I wouldn't say this necessarily our fault. We got a traumatic past with America. And then
that we're just still living through today.
Yeah, yeah. And then a lot of people don't like talking about it, but mental slavery really is a thing. Like,
yeah.
Truthfully speaking, the goal of slavery was never the end goal of slavery. Like, you would think, oh, they were content with just having us on plantations and shit. No, if you think about it, and when you look back at it, it was also about psychological. Why didn't they want us to learn? Because they didn't want us to get smart enough to realize that we probably shouldn't be slaves. And that if we really wanted to, we would be able to fight back. You got one master, then 20 some slaves. Guns are nice. Not that nice.
Right.
You think you're killing, that's what I'm saying. You think you're killing 20 niggas with a gun? You gotta reload out. You gotta literally reload after every shot, and I mean fully reload. I mean take the little shit, push the bullet back. Like, nigga, no.
Yeah, you can't take out 20 people with a musket.
Like, that shit's not happening.
And it's crazy because once we did find out, that was the end of slavery. that was the start of the end of slavery.
Like, this is what I'm saying. It's like,
Harriet Tubman found out, hey, we shouldn't be slaves. Went up to the North, found out about, you know, everything, brought her people back. And that was the, you know, the start of the end of slavery.
But it's like, I feel like a lot of people really don't think about that. Like, when you listen to music, right?
Yep.
People are allowed to share their experiences. I'm going to share my experiences. King shares his experiences.
Of course.
But, like, you got to really think about what you're listening to, because we as people, we sell trauma. And when you do that, a lot of people be like, oh, that's so cool. But it's not cool to us. We going through that shit.
Exactly, bro.
If every black person can be like, fuck it, I need $1 million, like shit like that, or that shit, or like, hell, $100 to really help me out. Right. That shit's kind of depressing when you like really put that shit into perspective.
Yes.
Because $100's not a lot of money.
Not at all. At all. If you know, if you are an adult and you pay bills.
Yeah, yeah.
You know $100 ain't really shit, but it helped. It definitely helped. And it's more of that. The, you know, the Caucasians see us, well, more of the newer generation Caucasians see us talk about all this stuff, and they think we are like glorifying, highlighting,
and
all that stuff.
Think it's something to be proud about.
Think it's something, literally think it's something to be proud about. And it's not just them, it's our people too.
Yeah, some of them do think it's something to be proud about.
And it's not that at all. Like, even Future said himself. Future, of course, he talks about drugs, you know, whatever, to cope with his pain. And even Future said in an interview, he doesn't do the drugs that he talks about in his songs. Because he realized, as a human being, the future outside the studio, he knows he's not supposed to be doing that shit.
He has a kid. He got to sell it as an image because he need to make money.
Exactly. And he has a kid. He, you know, he's a father. He's a working man outside of the music. But people get parasocial. And they think that, oh, if he's really doing this, then I need to do it too. And let me put it in my song so my other people can listen to it and, you know, do it as well. Which, it didn't start that way. When people were talking about drugs, that's because they were really trying to cope with anything that they were going through. But now it has turned into a situation to where everybody just thinks drugs, you should just do drugs, just do them.
Because I think the best example of this is Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD at no point was glorifying any of the stuff he was talking about. Literally in the same song he was saying something about those drugs about, he was literally being like, and this shit's killing me. Like dead ass. And then when that shit killed him, it's like, damn, he's dead. And even Future, going back to that, felt some type of way because Juice WRLD literally said in an interview he only started like sipping lean and getting into drugs because he heard Future rapping about it. And it's like, you gotta disassociate. I get that's your favorite artist. I get you got posters of them niggas up in your room. You look up to them niggas. But sometimes you gotta separate the image from the person. Like, literally, you can't just think because it's something they may have did in the past. Because I'm not going to say they capping.
Right.
They might have really did all this shit. If they a killer, they might really be a killer. But, like, they don't mean they a killer now. Nigga, they in Hollywood. They in them hills. Like,
The biggest example for the podcast listeners is if you listen to our music.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the stuff that we have said in our music is because that happened back then.
Back then, nigga.
Those are the stories that are happening back then. I would never do some of the stupid shit that I've done back then. But there is something
that shit was a mean. That shit was a means to an end.
Yes.
Simply put. And you ain't getting it no better than that.
Literally. So it's like more of...
If I gotta go back to them same situations, it's the same shit. Yeah. But we're not talking about that. Like, we're talking about shit that was in the past. It's over with.
Yeah, literally. And it's just emotions that are built up that we've never let go. Put in the song. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's why artists turn yourself into a brand. Because these songs are going to start running out soon.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't live a crazy life 24/7, all these songs that y'all are doing are going to start sounding the same. And you're going to run out of music, dog. So do something else.
Or find something else to inspire you.
Yep. Or just invest. Do not put all your eggs in one basket, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not going to be an artist for the rest of your life. And I want you to know that.
That's never going to be the end.
You're not going to be known as a rapper, right? Ice Cube, what did he do? Went to go be an actor.
Yeah.
Who's another person who Kanye made clothes? A lot of this stuff.
J. Cole.
He made a whole label. That's one of the more common things. Yeah, that's the more common things you would do, is make your own label, of course, because it still revolves back to music. And you can also still go through stuff while being in a label.
And if you're smart like Jay-Z, you'll get asked to be the head of a label.
Right. Exactly. So it's, you know, like I said, if you think that you're strictly going to be making music the rest of your life, give it up.
Real shit. That's not realistic
at all.
You think someone going to listen to 40-year-old Grinchy Billy? like real shit, bro. Like, let's say you blow up at 16. Okay, cool. Nigga, you got from 16, realistically, you got from 16 to like 35.
Yeah, literally, to do, make something it. Shake,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, you got from 16 to 35 that either build you up enough cho that you ain't ever gonna have to worry about this shit in your life again. And for the record, for y'all niggas to know, Michael Jackson was the world, was a world superstar without internet.
Literally.
This nigga, without no one, internet. This nigga owned over 80%, I want to say, of everybody's music, because he bought out, like, he bought out everybody's music. So he owned everybody's masters. Y'all do realize this nigga, with all the shit he had, this nigga was constantly going broke. Even had to, like, tell the court when he was fighting his case. I don't want to talk about it. Because then they'll be like, well, do you believe he did it or not? But, like, when he was fighting his case, he literally told the court, like, I ain't got no money for this shit. And you can say he lying, but the fact is they got to do audits on this shit. So the fact that they saw... That's what I'm saying. The fact that they sided with that nigga, that he didn't have enough money for this shit, should let you know, if this nigga Michael Jackson could blow through all this shit, and I don't even think Drake making close to what Michael was making, what makes you think you gonna, like, you gonna touch an amount of money as an artist alone, that you don't need to do anything else?
Spotify don't pay you, bro. I want you to. I'm
TikTok pay the most out of everything,
and they don't pay.
They pay a dollar per view, ain't it?
Per half a listen,
and it's if you get, and it's like if you get enough of them hoes.
Yes,
you first have to hit requirement and everything after you get paid for.
Literally,
it.
Bro. None of these things are paying you, bro. Well, technically, if we want to be technical, YouTube is paying more out of everything. But that's just because YouTube is a video platform, not a music platform. So they're not just pushing your music. It's not for music. It's for everything. So it's going to be extremely hard for you to do just music on YouTube. That's why you see I have a main channel for gaming content. I have 8 channels.
Hell, it's a bunch of artists. So look at Soulja Boy. Look at DDG. Literally. Like, literally, like, music pays. Don't get it wrong. Don't music get it twisted. Pays, but you not your lifetime.
But you know, there's a reason why Soulja Boy streaming. There's a reason why DDG started streaming. There's a reason why, he did videos first.
And we ain't even finna get on the fact that half these chains and all this stuff you be moist and like, nigga, they be fake as hell. Because they gotta buy that shit for their image. Half right. These rappers don't even like all this shit on them.
Exactly.
They just make you a walking target.
Right.
Like, real shit. Like, I'll, don't get it wrong, I'll still throw that shit on. I got a couple of chains myself. Yeah. He got a couple of chains himself. Of course. But it's like, nigga, as a rapper,
I'm not wearing that shit every day.
That's though. What I'm saying. And that shit heavy, nigga. Yeah, like, exactly. Like, that's enough. Like, that shit hurts your damn neck. Like, let's be real,
bro. I said it in one of my songs, bro. My change is going to be neck problems if I keep wearing this shit, bro.
Like,
if I keep if I wear it ever, it's going to give me neck problems. Genuinely. Lil Baby said that shit too. But it's going to get, because it's heavy, bro. And I can't wear that. I can't wear that 24/7. I really like wearing it 24/7.
Y'all gotta start applauding these niggas. Y'all be like, why rappers don't be doing more at their shows? Nigga, you wear 12 big ass chains around your neck. What up, 12 big ass chains around your neck? You see them niggas jump around and then stop. Like, literally, them niggas bouncing with like 50 pound weights on their neck.
Right, exactly, bro. What the hell, bro? I don't get y'all, bro. But yes, artists out there, please find something else.
Bag. Clothing brand, brand.
We're telling you this because this music shit isn't going to make you a millionaire. I want you to know that. Drake, even Drake himself.
Has Drake even joined the billionaire club?
Yeah.
Yes.
He touched that years ago.
I was just curious because I know Kanye up there and Jay-Z.
Yeah. Drake touched. I think he's not like, he doesn't have like, he's not Elon.
Yeah.
Or Mark Zuckerberg. But Drake, I think he's had two. But even Drake himself doesn't just do music. He has a lot. He has OVO, and OVO has a lot. And he has Nocta.
Hell, with God's Plan, just that song. He even said it showed in the music video how much he made off that, how much OVO, the label, made off the God's Plan song, and they went and gave that back in college fund.
Yep.
That was the whole point of the video, to be like, yep, this is how much I made off of one song, and yes, I'm giving it all back because I don't need this shit, nigga.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. Crazy.
So, yeah.
And he partnered with Nike.
Yeah, Nocta. Nocta is the subdivision of Nike that Drake owns. Like, that's Drake shit. So, like, Nocta tracksuits, Nocta Air Force Ones. Like, make yourself a brand, please, bro. Because if you think...
And start with that in mind, too.
Yes, please. Like, do not go into this shit and you're, like... 3 years in, still thinking that you are going to be writing music forever, bro. Because you're not, bro. And no one has, and everybody who's just done music isn't currently doing music now.
Hell yeah. Because you can't, the issue with music is, right, for that shit to sound new, fresh, you really got to be inspired. Because I'm not trying to, accentuate rumors, but everybody should know Drake has ghostwriters. Mm-hmm. Drake also invites newer artists that are kind of making a way for themselves and being completely original. He typically scoops them up, steals, like, well, gets them to make songs for him, takes their style, and then makes it his own style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how Drake stays relevant. And I mean, you can say, well, that's fucked up, all that shit, but I mean, when you think about it, his whole career is hit based,
literally.
So
he's
for
dropped
him,
a hit every single album he's dropped.
So for him having a hit based career, he it's either do that or fall off. Like, really, like when you really think about it, there's no other way for him to stay relevant because rap has expanded so much that he needs to do that to not fall
exactly,
off.
Bro.
So yeah, it's like, bro, you can hate it, you can love him, you can be mad about it, but I mean, money is money, business is business. I'm not even putting my morals in it. I'm just saying, like, from a like pure statistical standpoint, that's how Drake works. You do realize Drake had a chance. His contract ended with the label. Drake could have been independent like Taylor Swift and making all this buku money. You know what he did? Signed back up to the label.
Yep.
Why? Because that's how Drake's career as a brand works. He needs as many connections as possible.
And he doesn't even need the label now.
That's the crazy thing. He doesn't need them, but he wants to stay with them.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, he can just get that connection on his own. He's Drake. He's Drake. And yeah, it's been out for a long time now. But yeah, dog. All of you, please, like, stop. Stop thinking that it's just going to work out just to work out, bro. No, you need a plan, dog. Just like all of you just didn't want to go to college, bro, and wanted to do this music shit, you also need a plan to do this music shit. And it's not just music. Just want you to know that, bro. All of your favorite rappers have a brand.
For
Lil
sure.
Baby,
Rihanna
PF.
Rihanna got clothes.
Actually,
and
he has
shit.
Two labels now.
Yeah, he do got two.
He
labels,
has Glassdoor, and he renamed 4PF to something.
I forgot what the name.
Can't be fucked with. CBFW. That's what 4PF is now. But he now has another label called Glassdoor, which Rallo Rodriguez is the only one that's signed to right now.
But, like, yeah.
All of your favorite artists are a brand.
So, I want to ask, do you have any embarrassing stories? Just, like, any funny,
embarrassing stories?
Yeah. Not anything oriented, just embarrassing stories.
There's a lot of embarrassing things that I've done in the past. It's been a lot. It's hard to just focus on one.
What's the funniest one? Let's make the pod laugh.
Bro, I'm trying to like draw something through my head, bro. Oh, how I got my first girlfriend. Shout out to Molly. That was my first ever girlfriend.
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be my first girlfriend. Okay, so I had a best friend in the past. What did I call her? Give me a name.
Betty. Yeah.
She was white. Betty sound too old, bro. Betty sound way too old, bro.
Hannah.
Okay. Yeah. Hannah. So I had a best friend named Hannah in middle school.
Yep.
Middle school. I met her in sixth grade, and I was trying to get her from the longest, bro. We're doing a podcast.
No. Look, I'm un-messenger. Un-messenger with the notes. So literally, it went, you hit this,
yeah,
and it sends you to what you were previously.
Uh-huh.
So then I hit it one time like that, I thought, and then it sent me to Facebook and instantly started playing the ad. Yeah, nigga, I'm trying to get my shit in order.
But nah, yeah, me and Hannah met in sixth grade, and we had the same class together. I was trying to get her and everything. This was back when I dated everybody. When I tell you,
everybody. He's with everybody.
I dated everybody.
Anyone, no matter if you were
black, white, Hispanic, anybody, bro. Now I'm more on the, you know, you got to understand my heritage for you to even get close to me, dog. Shout out to my girl. I was trying to get at her for literally the longest, bro. Mm-hmm. It was so, bro. She kept getting boyfriend after boyfriend and just ignoring me. And I just took that to the face. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm still here. I'm him. Okay. I'm the one you need to be with. And we actually did get together twice. Didn't work out the first time. Oh, that's funny. The first time that we had broke up, she had got with another guy. So she essentially cheated on me. She had got with another guy immediately.
What the fuck?
Immediately. And I was like, well, damn. And yeah, he was racist, by the way.
What the fuck? Nigga, her DMs, you don't want that.
He was racist, by the way. And yeah, again, I never, at that point in my lifetime, I had never experienced like racism. There was always racist counterparts in my life just going, but right, like no one's ever just been racist to my face. So that was kind of like my first encounter.
First racist experience at 12, and they did not fucking care at all. And it was a grown ass person. I'm in the gas station trying to pump gas, and they literally start being like, "Is that your card? Did you steal it? You don't look like a Tamika."
Right.
And I'm like, "Bitch, it's my mama card. Now if I slap your little, like if I slap you, it's gonna be an issue."
Nah, bro. So yeah, that was it. The second time, I think we just broke up, just to break up. But so I was trying to get at her for the longest. But
yeah. Shout out.
Before
Hannah.
We got together the first time,
I didn't
even
realize how well that day worked too. Shout out, Hannah.
Yeah. But before we ever got together, this was one of the attempts of me trying to get at her. So, of course, I tried to go through her best friend, which was Molly at the time. I tried to go through her best friend and try to get at her that way. So, I was talking to Molly and whatever, just trying to get to Anna. And then, I went to my dad's house one day.
Yeah.
And if you, I think y'all will start laying in the podcast. Me and my sister does not have a great brother and sister relationship because we've been pretty much separated our entire life. So, but she was at the house. I think it was summer. It definitely had to be summer. It couldn't be in any school frame.
Mm.
So we were at the summer, and my sister and I were just having a competition of who can get our partner first. If she can get a boyfriend before me, or if she can get if she could get a boyfriend before I can get a girlfriend, or if I can get a girlfriend before she can get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So so while we're in that conversation, I was like, bet I could just get one right now. So obviously I knew I had no chance with Anna, because I've been trying the entire time. So I was like, you know what, let's just hit up Molly. And Molly was just like, okay,
Molly,
we're here now. We're here,
Molly,
now.
Go, hey, if you don't stand for anything, don't, like, if you do not tolerate shit, right, don't ever tolerate shit.
Don't ever.
That's the definition of I tolerate shit.
Like, I tolerate everything. Yeah, she tolerates everything.
Every damn thing.
For the visual listeners, the camera cut out for a second, but we are back. But we still have the audio, so I'm gonna just put up the disclaimer.
We rolling, bitch.
But yeah, dog. So yeah, that was kind of like my first. Yeah, really. Like, it wasn't really embarrassing. It was embarrassing for me because I got a girlfriend instantly, but that immediately backfired because she told me that she had liked 12 guys. I will never forget that number. She had listed 12 guys, listed all of them by name in front of my face.
Damn, nigga.
And it happened twice.
Damn, nigga. 24? Ooh.
Yeah, dog. That was a horrible time. That was a horrible time, bro. My luck with women back then was just not it, bro. It was just not it, man. It was not it.
But shit. Okay. So, on the first podcast, King had asked, like, did we have any embarrassing stories with women type shit, right?
Right.
All right, nigga.
Indeed.
So, hell yeah. I forgot about this. Because this shit happened, like, young. Like, I'm like, I don't even remember my age, but I'm young as hell.
Ah, okay.
So, check me out. So, I got this little, I say, like, she, like, Mexican. She Latina. White and, Latino? Latino. Mexican and, white. So, me and her, we cool. We friends. We vibing. We, like, 6'7". Okay, so check me out. My auntie drove the bus at the school.
Shout out to auntie.
We hop. Yeah, yo, shout out auntie. She dead now. R.I.P.
Still shout out.
Yeah, shout out auntie though. So she driving the bus. Woot the woot. Me and homegirl, we cool. We shit. We like each other. All that little shit right though. We not done yet though. So on the way, so of course we on the bus, and you know they can't stop for no reason or take any detours that's not to a fucking house, right?
Yep.
So a nigga got a piss. So I'm like, I really gotta go. She like, hold that shit. Mind you, she has to drop off in a certain order too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm like last stop. What a girl is last stop. I'm second to last stop.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I got to go. Mind you, the girl sitting next to me. Like, we in the same seat. Oh, we in the same seat.
Oh man.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, and we gonna talk about the stupidity of the situation after I'm done explaining the situation.
Okay.
So a nigga home this shit. I'm doing the pee-pee dance. Y'all niggas know what that shit is.
Y'all know the pee-pee dance,
I'm over here like squeeze, like it got so bad to the point where the piss started coming. So I'm hand in pants, squeezing the shit. Like you, I know y'all niggas know it. Y'all really had to go. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. Yeah, you had to squeeze your shit. I'm squeezing. I'm pinching the fuck out my shit. A nigga hurt, like a nigga in pain, a nigga dead ass, like in pain. Nigga bout in tears. Bro. She even say, I think he really gotta go. I'm like, nah, bitch. I'm just doing this shit for, I'm doing this shit for shits and giggles. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yes, bro, nigga really had to go. She's still hollering, you can hold it, wait. So, I don't know where the fuck this bright idea came from. A nigga like, well, I don't want to piss on myself.
Right? That would be embarrassing.
Exactly. And I have to explain this shit and probably get my ass whipped.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, yeah. I don't want to piss on myself. I don't want to piss on her. We're in the same seat.
Yeah. God, you don't want to piss on people.
Now, hold up. I had an R. Kelly moment. But we're getting there. Yeah, this is my R. Kelly story. But, niggas finna clip this shit and take it out of context.
You finna get on TikTok. You're all over TikTok right now.
So, nigga had an R. Kelly moment. Nigga whipped the shit out. But I'm like this, though. Like, I'm like this. So, she not looking.
Right. Hey, your auntie on the bus.
I whipped my shit out. Because a nigga like, because you know buses, if y'all don't remember, like, hold on. So buses, right? You got the windows, and you know them bitches open up at the bottom. Yes. Or at least our bus did. Them bitches open up at the bottom.
Right.
So the bus window is open. So I'm like, I'm going to piss out the window.
Yeah.
So it's not a stupid ass idea, but it was stupid because if the piss is already, like, if I unpinch my dick.
Yeah.
It's coming out. Yeah. So it's like, I don't have no time to try and I should have maneuvered first.
Yeah.
That's what you would think. That's what you would think a nigga would do, right? Yeah no nigga. That's what you would think a nigga would do. A nigga trying to maneuver with the penis out. And a nigga just started pissing, bro. I ain't gonna hold it out. A nigga started pissing. You gots to do what you gots to do. A nigga started pissing. I ain't make it to the fucking window. As a matter of fact, I got so disappointed because the piss got on me. I went, fuck. And then, of course, now it's Free Willy just praying. I ain't lying. That bitch. Of course, she get hit a couple of times. I don't even remember the little girl name. I'm sorry, whoever you is. If you got a memory of Gil R. Kelly, my fault. I apologize. Like, real shit, I apologize.
You got Pete on that day. Hit us up at hitinbodpod@gmail.com.
I'm sorry this shit happened.
Tell me your experience.
I'm sorry this shit happened to you. I hope you buried that memory just like I did.
That's why you got old school.
You swear that's like, yeah, I was gonna shoot me. But yeah, after R. Kelly this girl. Mind you, she started crying after she got R. Kelly. I would've too. I would cry too. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, damn, there go my chances ever being with Shawty. like as a young nigga, I knew it was over. You know when you just a nigga in your feelings, cause I'm like, I pissed on myself. I pissed on R. Kelly does both. Oh, and like this, and then I felt like that nigga real. I was like, I'm fighting for my life out here. Like a nigga was real. Nah, bro, a nigga was really hurt. Like real shit. I ain't gonna count, bro. Cause imagine you had a like working plan. That shit just didn't go to plan. Like I got pissed all on one leg. She got pissed on her. And oh shit. I don't want to say her name,
right.
but my dead auntie,
uh-huh,
had a daughter. It was my cousin, of course.
Yeah,
she on the bus too. She get pissed on too. So R. Kelly two people. R. Kelly three if you count me technically. And then she like, what? She just cussing because she older than us. She like a teenager.
Right.
So she like, what the f- you doing?
Oh my God, bro. No. Oh my God. Then, like, what do you, what happens the next day? Like, you have to get back on that bus.
I know. Now we gonna get there. So then, put the little shit up. Like, because, you know, a nigga ain't packing back then. I'm six, nigga.
Little soldier.
Yeah, yeah. A nigga, like, a nigga six. I put the wee-wee up. This nigga, so then. like just dreading. So I'm already knowing. I'm like, yup, ass whooping when I get home.
Oh, 100%, bro. Especially with your auntie on the bus.
I was going to get, but this the thing. I would have got one either which way. Because I pissed on the bus, it would have been an ass whoop.
Exactly.
So, like, either which way, I was set up for failure. Yeah. I want y'all to know this. Yeah. I want y'all to understand in this, like, situation. I was going to be doomed to lose. I was damned regardless. Damned if I did, damned if I didn't. So, she crying and shit. I'm crying. We can't clean ourselves up. There ain't no wipes or tissue on the bus. So then I really feel bad because she got to ride home with piss on her. Then probably explain to her parents I got pissed on.
Dog.
So like I said, if you watching this shit, I apologize.
We're sorry.
like real shit. I'm sorry. Like real shit.
Yeah.
So then I get to the house. It's a long walk to the house because of the way our driveway was made, because it's in the country. This was in Pine Mountain. Mm-hmm. Got that ass toe up. I go back to school the next day.
Oh man,
she don't even want to talk to me. like I was saying, I want y'all to realize,
bro.
I want to say, bro, I'm dead ass. I want to say she never talked to me again after that.
Damn.
Like, as far as I'm remembering, there was no rekindling that friendship, situationship like we had for each other at 6 years old. That shit died.
Good for
that
you.
That shit was dead.
Good for you.
I'm now, luckily, I will say.
That was the right decision.
I will say. She was actually a real one, though. Because she didn't tell nobody at school she got pissed on. So, like, the mutual friends we had still fucked with me.
Okay, cool.
And she didn't ignore a nigga.
Right.
She just never talked to me again. Yeah. And of course, I'm too embarrassed. That's what I'm saying. Like she got R. Kelly. I wouldn't talk to me either. Like,
exactly. Like, that was the correct decision.
And I'm just not going to be like, well, hey, like, that happened. Like, exactly, I pissed on you. My fault. You gave, shit. I ain't even. And of course, I told her sorry, of course, when I was on the bus and shit.
Yeah,
but,
man.
You know, she crying. So that shit don't really mean shit. like she.
Yeah, her day is ruined.
Yeah, that shit was.
That's good.
So that, I feel like, is my most embarrassing moment with a female.
Oh, my gosh, man.
But that's it. Those are the only two, unless some other shit pop back up in my head. But I think those are the only fucking two. And I went to Rosemont. Shout out Rosemont.
Shout out Rosemont Elementary.
That's the elementary school I went to.
Yeah. Well, that was one way to end the podcast, man. This one flew by.
Nigga, what? It's over. Yeah. What the hell?
You know what's crazy? We went exceptionally over time, almost 30 minutes over time.
Oh,
this is going to be a 2-hour podcast. So,
first 2-hour podcast. Clap it up.
And as the end for the podcast, you know, we must do a song of the day. What is your song of the day?
Shit. Give me a second. I'm going to let you go. Okay. First.
My song of the day is Akintoye, Scottie Pippen's Wife. It's one of the hardest tracks I've ever seen come out of this year. And I can't wait for his album to drop. So, yeah. Akintoye, Scottie Pippen's Wife. He's hard. And if you want to listen to one of his past projects, Bombs Like Barack was his last album. So, yeah. And also, Akintoye, if you're listening to this album, bro, I want a song. I want a feature.
Me too.
Oh, like, you're hard, bro.
I ain't heard your music, but I want a feature. Then.
Yeah, I want a feature. I can tell you, please.
My song of the day is actually two, but I recommend you listen to them together. I'd say go listen to this one first and then the second one. Anti the Menace, Band from the A.
Okay.
And then Lil Ra, Band from Where. Yeah, they did strikes on each other, but them bitches go hard, though.
Ah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to both of them.
For sure.
Because we're not getting into the middle of that beef.
Shit.
We're not getting to the middle of that
beef. I don't beef, nigga. Yeah, like, I'm going to let you know that now. This song ain't going to get made if a nigga get mad with me.
I don't know what Lil Rye. I don't know who Lil Rye is. Shout out to you.
He Gucci artist from 1017. New artist. Yeah. He from Motown.
Okay.
I've been listening to him. Found him on TikTok before he got signed to anyone, because he was signed to someone before Gucci.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't say I listen to Anti, but I have one of his songs, Blood Boy, in my playlist. But that's because
another artist I was listening to before he
That's how I found Anti.
Yeah.
Was the On the Block performance of Blood Boy.
They got a song together. They bit called Rex. They was cool. I don't even know why they beefing.
I'm just
letting y'all know, bro. I'm not rap like these rappers in the music industry. Ain't no beefing me. I'm not gonna beef back with you. And if it's really something going on with us, bro, I'm not sending no diss track. That's all I got to say. I'm not dissing with
you. All I got to say is go listen to 4PF by me. If y'all know the hook, if you know, you know.
I ain't sending no fucking diss. But we gone.
Please. Damn, we didn't get to the question. Shit, that's for the next pod.
I just realized this shit too. Damn, dude.
Send us your questions. We will answer them.
I promise. Like, here we gonna answer them.
I keep saying at hidden. No, it's hiddenmindspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Again, hiddenmindspod@gmail.com. Follow us everywhere. Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. For the visual listeners, go listen to it auditorily. You know, you could go on your break. Want to revisit a part of the
episode. And send this to your friends.
Send this to everybody,
if
bro.
If you like this, send it to your friends.
Send this to everybody, bro. If you like it, you can make TikToks about us. Just
if you don't TikTok. Like it, send it to your haters.
Exactly, bro. Send it to everybody that you can possibly send it to. Your mom, your dad, your favorite hater, your worst hater, your favorite lover, your lover.
Send it to your fans.
Exactly, bro.
Someone watching you. They want to do what you do. Tell them this the secret sauce.
Exactly. Somebody's watching you that wants to watch what you're watching, and you're watching
what you're watching, and they want to watch it.
You're watching the Hidden Minds podcast. That's what you're watching. But anyway, that is us. That is our time on the Hidden Minds podcast. We love y'all.
Peace.